Bishus, mein Rosh Hashiva Shlite, Agoinim, Rosh Hashiva, Rabitzi HaToyro, Bishus, Hakol, 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 the Chaveirim of Yachi Kalim. To me, the most exciting part of the Yachi Kalim every year is to walk into the Bes Medrash and watch and hear the Kol Toyro, the Rizche, the Reise, the Lignin learning, the arguing. Once as in Kiddushin, naturally when people learn, it can bring to a bit of busha. A father is learning with his son. A rabbi is learning with his Talmud. When one learns, if two chavrusas are learning and one chavrusa says to the other, you know, last week you were moided to me, so this week it's your turn, I'll be moided to you. That's not called learning Torah. Everybody is learning to get to the emes, the way he sees the emes, the way the emes is mavur from the sugya. And if my chavrusis doesn't seem to think like me, he's stealing a part of me, and I'm sticking up for my life. So sometimes when in learning chavrusis, the Gemara says nasim afilur avu bnoi rabbi talmidoi, who are learning nasim oivim zelozer, because they're giving everything they have to their learning. Rav Nosson Tzvi used to say when his younger man had a chabura with a bunch of chaverim, and when they used to argue, he says if there would have been a knife on the table, there could have been bloodshed. That's how they used to argue in learning, and that's how you're supposed to argue in learning. And sometimes it gets a little bit uncomfortable. And the Gemara says you don't have to worry if it a machlokes nasen oivim zulozu, when it comes from Torah as voiv besufa, it'll always turn out fine. It's a school of the Torah. There's a Rashi in Tehillim. Rashi in Tehillim says that the derech of talmidei chachamim, when they're learning and they're talking and learning and they're arguing, nasim oivim zel zeh lefi shor, they become temporary son in one another. And Rashi says, what's the schar of that? It's in Kapitel Memhei Pasuk Zayin, you can take a look. Rashi says the schar of putting oneself into a matzah of being a son with my charusa, with my father, with my rebbe, the schar is amem yuplu tachtecha. The nations of the world who are enemies of Klal Yisrael will fall before Klal Yisrael. It would seem that it's a mida keneged mida. I created an enemy lifisho in Torah, and for that, Rabban Shalom b'mida keneged mida gives us the enemies of Klal Yisrael, amim yiplu tachteh umos ha'olim, who are the oivim of Klal Yisrael, will fall before Klal Yisrael. I have a hagosha that there's something else that lies here. The Rosha from Germany, whose name I don't want to mention, wrote that all wars in the world are imitation. Countries fight about natural resources, they fight about territories, they're fighting about something, but otherwise they can get along. The only one real war are the Aryans against the Jews. What we call Koiches HaTumah and Koiches HaKedusha, that's the name that he gave it, and this is the name that we give it. It means to say that everything's around the Torah. When Klal Yisrael got the Torah, the Ummus Olam are jealous, they want it, and they're doing everything possible to stop Klal Yisrael from learning Torah. That's what brought about the Muhammad. Everything that's around Torah, the Sarah Shal Esav had a mavak with Yankiv Avinu. Chofetz Chaim clearly writes, brings it from the Zohar, what Sarah Shal Esav wanted to accomplish was to stop Yidden from learning Torah. He didn't succeed, so he tried to accomplish it through the Tamchen Daraisa. But everything is around the Torah. There are a lot of people who are coming to Israel today to help, to identify, to give chizuk. A lot of them are going up, mainly down south, up north, to help the people who are. Nobody can be mezalzel in anything that Eden do to help Eden. But if somebody from New York comes to the south and he wants to go into Gaza, they're not going to let him. An Israeli civilian also can't go in. It's a war zone. Nobody can go into a war zone. But those who came here, you came to the war zone. This is where it is. Amim yiplu tachtel. With making your chavrusa your enemy, the rischa deraisa, the trying to get to the emes in the Torah, that is what brings the Yeshua. You came to the war zone. Not only did you come to the war zone, but when you're going home, you can stay in the war zone. As much as the Torah, doesn't matter where the Torah is coming from, as long as the ames b'Torah, ames b'Torah to get to the bottom of the sugi with your chavrusa and digging noch and noch and noch until you have pshat, that is what causes amim yiplu tachtel. That's what's said about Esav. The Vilna Gaon says that Bifneachas Hayomim, Yishmol and Esav are going to make a pact. What Yishmol is doing today is the same thing that Esav is up to take away Torah from Klal Yisrael. They're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. They're talking about the Torah of Klal Yisrael. I'd like to repeat something very important. Reb Leib Malin, Zichrono Livracha, the Yeshiva Beis HaTalmud in New York, wrote a mimer. 70 years ago, Briskerov forms our Yiddish Hashkofer, and he said he wouldn't have believed that someone in the last 100 years couldn't write like that. If you would ask somebody, what was the Holocaust about? What did the Holocaust bring upon Klal Yisrael? The natural answer that everybody says is, they cut into the flesh of Klal Yisrael and took away 6 million of Foshes. That's true. But there's something more than that. Rav Leib Malin writes, the Madrega of Torah in Klal Yisrael fell so drastically from before the war to after the war, it's clear that what the Holocaust accomplished was to take away Torah from Klal Yisrael. And that came because Rav Yudei Min HaTorah, the Haskalah, brought about a new type of machshava, that it's possible to be a Yid, and not everything is Torah. There are other things which are important. The Torah is not everything. But the Torah is everything. So bringing this shita, this doctrine to Klal Yisrael, that the Torah is not everything, was Rav Yudei Min HaTorah. And that's why the Churban came from Germany, because that's where the Haskalah was. Everything was around Torah. About half a year ago, it happened to me in New York. I visited a Balabas in his office. There was an amazing picture on the wall. There was a shir. A Maggid shir was saying a shir. There were about 12 people around the table. It was taken right after the war, right after everybody was freed from the camps. The picture was taken somewhere in Europe in the vicinity of where the camps were. What's amazing about the picture is that there's one person sitting at the shir in his Auschwitz pajamas. He didn't have time or money to go buy himself a set of clothes. The Rambam says that a person is oisik b'mitzvah she'ein achem yechoyim lachzum tzmut alahim, others can't do it, he has to do it. He does the mitzvah she'ein achem yechoyim v'choyze l'talmudoy. Klal Yisrael had something that they had to do for 5 years in the middle during the war, and spent the war years in the concentration camps. And as soon as they were let out, they were choyze l'talmudoy, because that's what the milchama was about, and that's what all milchamas are about. So now that you're going back, go back with the feeling that you were allowed into the war zone. This is where the milchama is. And you're going back and you can still be in the war zone by continuing this gewaltige gezach. I'd like to add one more short story, and that is, there's so much talk lately everywhere about being noise bo'olim chaveru, about feeling the tzoros of Klal Yisrael. How many people lost their families, and how many people are in captivity and in tzoros, so much tzoros and Klal Yisrael. So many Yiddish soldiers died. I'd like to say over Maisa before the Chazon Ish, but you have to understand how to repeat the Maisa. Somebody came to the Chazon Ish and told him that he has a neighbor who's going through a tzorah. The neighbor is not religious, and he's going through a tzorah. And his neighbor came to him and said to him, "What should I do?" So he said to the Chazon Ish, I told him, go to the Chazon Ish. And he came before his neighbor came, and he said to the Chazon Ish, my neighbor is ready to become a Baal Tshuva. He can become a Shomer Shabbos. So I came to tell you that you should know when you speak to him, you can turn him into a Baal Tshuva. He came to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said to him, tell me, do you have a neighbor who could check your mezuzahs? He says, yeah. He says, go back and have your neighbor check your mezuzah. And more he didn't say to him. So the Yid came back after his neighbor came back from the Chazon Ish. And he asked the Chazon Ish, I don't understand. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what did you, why didn't you say anything? Chazon Ish said, the toichen of his answer was, when somebody comes with a tzorah, somebody has a problem, somebody is in tzar, I can't use his tzar as a leverage for me to turn him into Baal Tshuva. I'm not an agent for the Ribbono Shel Olam. If a person has a tzar and he feels that I'm using his problem in order to achieve something, I'm not with him. He doesn't feel that I'm with him. And the first thing one wants to do, to the Chazon Ish, the possibility of turning him into Baal Tshuva was more important than we can imagine. But the Chazon Ish, the way to do it is first be with him, feel him, understand where he's at. And the only way I can do that is if I talk only to him, not anything else. It's important to know that when we're trying to concentrate on feeling what Klal Yisrael is going through now, it's important to take up, put all Cheshbonis on the side and try to concentrate just on the Tzar of Eden with the tefillah and the hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should all go away soon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give all of us that we should take with us the Roshim of the Yachid Kalet and use it for tefillah, for Torah, for Chesed, and everybody should have a tzlocha. Yashar koyach.